This is Rick, and help you?
Hey, Rick, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to follow up here. I know we spoke here just about a month ago, actually. I know you were going to be looking into bringing on a milling machine here towards the end of the year, or not the end of the year, end of the month.
I'm still in that process. I haven't made a decision yet whether or not I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like one of those things. I'm just going to have to, you know, check the numbers and see if it's something I want to get into, because it's going to require a lot more of my time. And, you know, I've got a new client that's going to be coming on board, and I don't know the level of work she's going to be giving me. So this is just something I'm going to have to feel my way through.
I see. When's the new client come on there? Is that something you've already taken on?
Starting back up again in the middle of October. So I'm not going to really know how much work she's given me probably for about 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why I'm in this position of where I don't really know 100% if I'm going to do this yet this year. But for my type of operation, it's going to require a lot more of my work,
mm-hmm.
of time. And if she starts sending me anywhere level of the work she was last time, I'm going to be pretty busy. So I don't know how much more I can do. And when you have your own milling machine, it does require more steps.
I see. Is there going to be a training process there for everyone on the machine, or is it pretty straightforward?
Well, I'm it.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm it. That's why I'm saying it. You know, if I had other people in here, it'd be a different ballgame, but I don't.
That's true.
Yeah, so it's really basically up to me.
Would you be able to use that piece of equipment there for other projects that you take on, or would that only apply to that one?
No, I could use it, but it's just the time, everything that's required when you have a milling machine. There's just that much more work that you are required to do. Even though you're mm-hmm. milling your work here, you still have to do a lot of prep work. You know, after the cases are, you know, come out of the mill, you have to center, you have to do infiltration. So there's more steps, more time involved.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why, like right now, you know, I outsource this. I mean, I do all my designs, but they do a lot of that work for me, and I do the finish work here. So, you know, this is kind of why I'm in this catch-22 with this.
Yeah, man. That's a very interesting predicament you're in. Because
yeah, it is. It really is. So I have to be very careful as to not put myself in a position where I jeopardize my labor, my time,
mm-hmm.
if I have a new client that comes on board, and when she starts to send me all this, you know, work, and I don't know the level of work because she's moving into a new practice. So it's going to be hard to say. She's going to be partnering with somebody, and, you know, that could end up being, you know, I just don't know. It's a complete variable that I have no idea yet.
Of course, and as well, you don't want to lose any other current clients that you have because of that.
And exactly, and, you know, some of that's changed a little bit for me, but at the same time, then I have to look at my capital reserves and say, okay, is this something I want to spend, you know, an additional X number of dollars per month on?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I'm still paying off my scanner now.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How much does the scanner cost you there?
Well, the scanner was about $42,000, roughly.
Okay.
So,
right around the
know,
same as the milling?
Yeah, I'm at about $800 a month on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see. How long a term did you get on that?
It's short term. It's not very long.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if that's going to be an issue there, it's definitely something we can just keep touching base and just kind of see where it's at. If capital is also an issue there with the transition and having to get the whole machine set up there with the payments you already do have, the offer did include working capital, which is just unsecured cash that you could
right.
just use for the business if there was a period there where you had to transition your operations and switch some stuff up. And cash flow was going to be
Again, like I said, I just don't know at this time, and I'm just kind of busy doing the things that I'm doing now, and I'm going to have a little bit of a lull coming up here so I can kind of start to maybe look at it a little bit more, but I just don't know, and I hate to get involved in something where it's going to require that much more of my time.
Yeah. What's the? You said the client there is going to be getting into a new practice. What's different that they're going to be doing?
Well, she's moving. She was actually in Connecticut, and she's moving to California.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so, practices are totally different how they're set up. She was in a practice that had been really working as, an associate, but the practice had been really what I call an underdeveloped practice as
mm-hmm.
far as cosmetic dentistry went. The guy that was in there that sold the practice really had kind of not even pushed that for maybe the last, I'm going to say, 6 to 8 years. So there was a lot of clients that needed a lot of extensive work. And, of course, you know, right away when she got in there, she was, you know, she was sending a lot of work per month. I was shocked how much, and it would have probably just kept going up with the level of dentistry she was doing. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I don't know what that's going to be like, and she doesn't either in this practice she's going into now, whether or not, you know, she's going to be doing a lot of work or a little bit of work. It's just one of those things she's just going to have to see.
Yeah. Is there going to be any other, like, different regulations there going from state to state? Is that an issue?
Well, yeah,
or is
she's already done the licensing. Yeah, you know, every state has their own licensing board, so she's already done all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, let's just stay in touch here. I'll maybe just keep touching base here every month or so.
Not a problem.
See if anything does come up. But if anything does come up before then, definitely feel free to reach out. I think I got... Yeah, I have the nova-art@AT&T.net email there.
Right.
Okay, so you got my information there. Definitely email me or call me if anything does come up or if you had any questions
and just,
on
that. Like I said, just keep me on your file and, you know, give me a buzz every couple of months and see where we are.
Will do, Rick. Will do. We'll be in touch.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep, bye.